Hello, I'm Celia Hatton. Welcome to the newsroom. Coming up on the BBC World Service, a critical moment in the US war with Tehran. An American fighter jet goes down and one crew member is missing inside southern Iran. What might they be doing to save themselves?
The person on the ground is going to be going through four things in their mind. That's the weather, the enemy, terrain, and time. They're going to have to make decisions about, do I move now or do I wait? And that decision could be life or death.
And how could this change U.S. war strategy? We'll go live to our Washington correspondent. Plus,
this is freedom, a pardon, owing nothing to anyone. I'm heading out into the world.
Cuba begins a mass release of prisoners in the face of U.S. diplomatic pressure. Day three of NASA's space flight around the moon and a comeback for a band of mothers.
It's important to just remember who you are. And I think it's just important to remember as well that you can do anything you want to.
All that after the news.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Iran is claiming to have shot down two US military jets, an F-15 flying over the southwest of the country and a second plane involved in the rescue mission. There's been no statement from the Pentagon, but US officials say one member of the crew of the F-15 fighter jet was rescued, while the fate of the second is unclear. Goncha Habibiazad is from the BBC's Persian service.
What I'm seeing on state TV and on outlets is that some people in those provinces that are supposedly the fighter jet has crashed down there, they're looking for it, following the reports that there is a bounty for it. Some people are going out with guns and trying to find the jet, but this has been the case so far. We are not seeing much. I mean, it's night at the moment in Iran and we are not seeing much going on there, but all we have seen so far was mostly from local media outlets.
The shooting down came as Iran continued to target infrastructure in the Gulf states in retaliation for the US-Israeli bombing campaign. Falling debris started a fire at a gas facility in the UAE, and a power and desalination plant as well as an oil refinery were damaged in Kuwait. Around 90% of drinking water in the Gulf comes from processed seawater. President Trump is seeking congressional approval for a 42% increase to the defense budget. The request for $1.5 trillion would mark the biggest annual increase in military spending since the Second World War. Mr. Trump said the budget increase would be partially offset by cuts across domestic agencies, including in health and education.
The United States can't take care of daycare. That has to be up to a state. We can't take care of daycare. We're a big country. We have 50 states. We have all these other people. We're fighting wars. We can't take care of daycare. You got to let a state take care of daycare, and they should pay for it, too.
In other news, the Cuban authorities have begun to release prisoners after announcing they would free more than 2,000 inmates as a humanitarian gesture to mark Easter. It's the second release in less than a month as the country faces continued political pressure from the United States. More from our Global Affairs reporter, Joanna Keane.
There were emotional scenes outside a prison in Havana where inmates cried and hugged relatives. One convicted robber said he'd been unable to sleep after learning he was going to be set free. It's not clear if political prisoners are among those being released. That's been a key demand from the Trump administration, which wants to see a change in leadership on the communist island. It's imposed an oil blockade for the past 3 months. But when a Russian tanker docked in one of Cuba's ports earlier this week, President Trump said he had no problem with that.
This is the latest world news from the BBC. NASA says the astronauts on board the Orion spacecraft heading for the moon are in good spirits after they left Earth's orbit. Giving an update on the Artemis II lunar mission, the space agency said the crew was now more than 150,000 kilometres from Earth. The spacecraft is expected to reach the moon on Monday, loop around and return home in a week. British prosecutors have charged three men in connection with an alleged arson attack on ambulances run by the Jewish community in North London. The four vehicles, belonging to a charity, were parked on the grounds of a synagogue when they were set on fire last week. Two British nationals and one with dual British and Pakistani citizenship were arrested on Wednesday. The incident is being investigated as an anti-Semitic hate crime. Five armed police escorts belonging to the Mayor of London's protection detail have been suspended after leaving a bag full of weapons lying forgotten on a pavement in the British capital. Our correspondent Greg McKenzie reports.
A bag containing Metropolitan Police firearms, reportedly including a submachine gun, a taser and ammunition, has been recovered after being found on a South London street. A local man, Jordan Griffiths, said his partner discovered the bag by the curb on Tuesday evening. He told the Sun newspaper he was shocked by its contents and immediately contacted police. Officers arrived within minutes to retrieve the weapons. The Metropolitan Police say the bag is believed to have been misplaced by on-duty officers.
An Easter procession in Uganda turned tragic when a student playing Jesus sustained serious injuries during the reenactment of the crucifixion in the capital Kampala. Images show medical workers rushing to Dennis Ziwa's aid after he was beaten as part of the ceremony. He was taken by ambulance for treatment in a nearby health centre. BBC News.